I'm Marco Werman with The World. Glad you could be with us. The woman in our next story was only 5 months old when the police found her, abandoned in a mosque in Iran. She was taken to an orphanage. Later, a couple from the Netherlands visited that orphanage and adopted her. Her name is Farideh. She prefers we use just the one name. And now, some 40 years later, she's on a hunt.
I'm very curious to know who made me. And if I look in the mirror, I want to know who I am in a way.
Farideh plans to go to Iran to get a DNA test from a man who thinks she is his daughter. And she and two filmmakers hope to raise enough money to have the whole experience documented in a movie. I asked Farideh how her search began.
I started writing to a newspaper, one of the biggest newspapers from the city of Mashhad, the Khorasan newspaper. And of course, I don't write Farsi, so I had a friend here in Amsterdam who helped me translate my emails, and they were very willing to help me. So the first reply of a woman who thought I was her daughter was quite quickly also, and I was really surprised that people reacted to my article in a newspaper. I have done two DNA tests already with two different families, but the results were negative.
Yeah, what's that been like for you to kind of like have the kind of tantalizing hope that you may have discovered a parent, but then to learn that the DNA test negates it?
It's like a roller coaster, because anything could happen. And that's the problem with adoptees. You just don't know what the future beholds for you. And so you don't want to think about everything. But if you start thinking about everything, it's quite a lot. And so it was said also because the woman also hoped that I was her child. So you touch two families, and unfortunately, I wasn't their child.
What were there other Iranians who were adopted around the same time? I mean, do you have other contemporaries of your generation who are also adopted?
There are about 30 people in the Netherlands who got adopted during the 70s in Iran.
That's just in the Netherlands alone.
Yes, and I'm in touch with around 10 of them. So yeah.
So you and the filmmakers are doing this crowdsource fundraising to essentially back the film that would follow your story. And I guess my question is, with so many other Iranian children who were adopted, why should the kind of sole beneficiary of the money be your story?
I think the others, they have, of course, similar stories, but I hope the others can also try and find their parents, you know. I will help everybody who wants to be helped. I write about it, and I think that's why it's more public and more seeing what's going inside of me.
Mm. Is it hard for Iranians? I mean, you're obviously talking about, but is it hard for Iranians, as you've been doing this research into your own story, for them to discuss adoption?
I can't tell about this in Iran, but as I spoke to the persons who responded on my newspaper article, they are very open about the past. And like Ali Akbar is now the father of missing Agdas, and he thinks that I'm Agdas. But he's been very open to his wife and his four sons about that he had a daughter at first. Mm. So I think it's beautiful if they're open. And sometimes, you know, yes, you can't be open about it at all. But it's just they have their own personal stories why they left their child.
I know you said it's been a bit of a roller coaster, and I don't want to make another height and drop on that roller coaster for you. But if Ali Akbar is your biological father, then what? What are your plans after that?
Good question. I don't know. Of course, I thought about it, but it's hard for me to think there will be a positive outcome. If it's true, it's going to be a totally new connection. And I think I'm really longing for a certain connection. And if it's not Ali Akbar, then it's okay, you know, because I was born and I was raised by the fact that I would never find out who my biological family would be. So, but if he is, I'll be connected again to Iran. And what happens next, I have no idea.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is your desire to find that connection, is it because of your curiosity about your own kind of genetic background, or is it more a cultural connection to Iran?
Yeah, I think the last one you said, because I was brought up here, and I have a lot of blonde, tall girlfriends here in the Netherlands. But, you know, that's the way it goes. So it will be a very special feeling. And just to experience how that feels, will be already more than enough, I think.
That was Farideh, an Iranian who was adopted by a Dutch couple some 40 years ago and is now trying to find her biological parents in Iran.